need a snow day. I need a snow day.
It is time for our snow day segment in this final half hour of the program for another week, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. I've had a lot of people asking me questions since news broke here on KSL of a fire that, well, we'll find out how much damage was done to the lodge up at Nordic Valley. I have a lot of people that love to ski Nordic Valley. It's a fantastic bargain for families, and I have a personal connection. I want to bring Pascal Begin into the conversation. Pascal, I was asking you off the air a minute ago how long you've been the general manager there at Nordic, and you said a couple of years now, 3 years?
Yeah, two years. Two, yes. Yep.
Well, I appreciate you, you know, just taking a little extra time. It sounds like you're out on the mountain right now, as a matter of fact.
Yes, I am.
Before we get to the story of the troubles that came Nordic's way, I do want to tell you a little backstory and why this is of such great interest to me. There's a family connection for me at Nordic Valley. My wife, Becky, and her twin brother, Bad Bob Salerno's uncle, Ted Salerno, was the GM sometime back in the 70s and 80s, and helped with everything, including renovating that lodge and built a skate park up there. It was the first place they built a freestyle training pond in the West. Bob, my brother-in-law, was one of the founders of Freestyle and is now in the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame. I have a great connection to Nordic, but over the last...
That is great.
Yeah, yeah. Over the last couple of years, there's been a little string of bad luck. I know last year you had a lift go down, didn't you?
Yes, we had Apollo go down at the end of March where the gearbox broke. So we were out of that lift pretty much at that moment.
You're still doing workarounds, I think, to get people up onto the mountain to another lift so that they can do some skiing. But then that was put on hold because of the fire at the lodge.
It was put on hold, but for not too long. We quietly reopened our lifts for our season pass holders starting on Thursday. So Thursday, today, Friday, we are hosting our season pass holder to go up on the mountain. And if you stay tuned to our social media, we will be announcing very shortly the next day that we're going to be able to have general public onto the mountain.
Oh, that's fantastic. So people are hearing this for the first time here on KSL.
Yep.
That's great. I want to go back for just a second. I always assume people know where Nordic Valley is. Tell everybody where Nordic Valley is, and then let's talk about the price of skiing there when you are up and running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Nordic Valley, we are located about an hour north of Salt Lake City in the Eden Valley, so pretty much across the road from Powder Mountain, so just on the other side of the Ogden Valley. Nordic Valley is a great place. It's still a resort with a mom-and-pop feel where 12 and under ski free, no blackout dates, no timeout kind of periods for kids. We want to give people the freedom to ski. And for a family of four to be able to go out and ski for under $100. So that is our goal, really, to get the community out to ski and make it affordable and remove all the barriers to the sport.
What is the cost of a day pass these days?
It really depends because it's our way to control the volume up on the mountain. So during the midweek, you're going to be able to find lift tickets anywhere from $20 to $30, $40. And on the weekends, to control the amount of crowd that we have on the mountain, because we're a smaller size mountain than the big boys around us. So we raise the price so we can control the amount of lift line there is up on the mountain. So on the weekend, you can expect to pay anywhere from $60 to $80 to ski. And if you ever feel like the price is too high, well, there is a chance that there's already a lot of people on the mountain and your experience might not be that great. So when it's cheap, you're going to be alone up on the mountain.
Yeah. And again, during the week, you might find those passes for as little as $20, which is just crazy in today's ski world. Walk us through the damage that was done to the lodge and what the situation is there now.
So in the wee hours of the morning on Monday, fires seemed to have started in the kitchen and then kind of propagated across that dining hall floor and into the third floor offices. So the barn is pretty much burned down. My food and beverage operations, the ticket operations, the retail operations, and our bar.
And what's the prospect for a rebuild there?
Oof. Rebuild, we're not quite there yet. There's the talks have already started, of course, but there's so many moving parts that needs to happen before we even can talk about the rebuild just to be reopened. That's my priority number one right now is get our staff back on the mountain, get reopened for our season pass holders, and get reopened for our guests.
Yeah. But as of right now, as people listen to this interview, it's just season pass holders that will have access and not someone that just wants to come up for the day?
For right now, today, yes. But I'm going to ask folks to stay tuned to our Facebook and our Instagram. We're going to be announcing very soon when the general kind of public will be able to come back, and it's going to be very shortly. Let me just hint it there. It's going to be very shortly. We are ready for everyone.
Well, my family, and they've been doing this the last couple of years because it's such a great bargain, have been planning birthday parties up there. So we have a lot of skiers and snowboarders of the younger age, my grandkids, and we had a birthday coming up soon. So that's how this whole conversation got started with reaching out to you, was we were planning on bringing the kids up for the annual trip. You also have a tubing area up there, don't you?
Yes, there is a tubing area here. We do not operate it, but the group, the fine folks that operates it, Wasatch Snow Tubing, they've been fantastic with us to work with us through the fire since we share land. So they've been great.
Well, I mentioned just briefly my family connection to this with Uncle Ted Salerno, who was a GM back in the 70s and 80s. They actually built a training pond that became what you now find at the Winter Sports Park up in Park City. So they were doing this all the way back in the 70s, and it wasn't just Bob Salerno, who has since passed away, unfortunately, but other greats like Paul Nicholas, who died recently, Doug Coleman, who is one of the big stunt coordinators in Hollywood, Frankie Bear, who has been all over. ABC's
Wide World of Sports.
There you go. ABC's Wild World of Sports did a live show in the summer interviewing Bob up there way back when. So just a lot of history and still a great bargain. I wanted to make sure people had information on it. Will you do me a favor and reach out to me personally? And when you do get things up and running, we'll be able to help share the information with people out there.
I will. I will, Tim, for sure.
All right. Pascal Begin. Good luck with all the things that have been thrown at you here in the midst of what should be a great ski season at Nordic Valley. What is the website, by the way, or your social media you keep referencing?
NordicValley.ski. And you can find us very easily with Nordic Valley on Facebook and on Instagram. It's the best way to get the latest news.
All right, fantastic. We'll take a quick break, come back, and finish out the program next here on KSL Outdoors Radio.